All right, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and there's a gentleman that we know very well who's written many, many books about Valentine's Day. And it's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Open the door and let Dr. Maxwell into the studio. He, of course, is our Muser's Show psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he has written or co-written over 5,000 books. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Gosh.
Not interrupting. Very dramatic sip of the coffee.
Can I ask you to do that before you come on the air?
Yeah, why couldn't you do that before you open the mic?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I fulfilled your request already.
Okay. Well, good to see you, and happy Valentine's weekend.
Good to see you, King, and good to see you, George. Yes, it is Valentine's Day weekend.
I didn't get any of that.
It's Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes.
It's time that we take a look at love.
Okay.
Because love is something we all enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy it?
Of course I do, George. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs love. Mm-hmm. Whether you're by yourself or you're with a partner, mm-hmm. You want to experience love and how to make your relationships better. If this is one question that I get more than anything else in my perfect practice, is how do I make my relationship better?
I didn't get one word.
But, you know, because I've experienced quite a lot in my time in the romantic category.
You have?
Yes, I've experienced marriage and dating women. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
you date women?
Then, you know, that ended the marriage. And
but you're still dating women?
You know, I enjoy women. you know.
Let that line go.
I see them around, you know, that sort of thing.
You see them around.
But yes, I mean, I'm, you know, I am a lover of love. I'm in a committed relationship with you.
A current relationship?
A committed relationship.
Oh, committed, okay.
Right now.
Right. Well, you upset him.
And by the way, speaking of being upset, and sorry, I'm going to get very mad here in a minute. I want to disavow a book that's going around right now claiming to be my autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with it. I will find the person who wrote this and sue their buddy butt off because I did not write the e-book that's going around that has my name on it claiming to be the new to be your free.
And what is it called?
It's called Men Are From Bars and Women Don't Touch My Penis.
That is not you.
Why would somebody fake a book written by you?
That is my question, too.
But you're saying that is not you.
No, it's not me. It even had some inflating pictures of me from my old MySpace account. Clearly pulled from the internet Google.
Yeah.
But I have brought a few books in here.
Oh, but he does have some books that he approves of.
Yes,
here.
About relationships. These are, of course, the things that I've either edited or written. This one I think will be of particular interest to the P1.
Mm-hmm.
It's the it's called It's Funnier Over Here. The true tale of how one collegiate seating reassignment led to 20 years of great morning radio and homosexual experimentation in West Hall. The story of the Musers!
I don't know about that last part.
Church and Creed!
We did have fun in college. I don't know about that last part.
You know, we should have beaten him to the punch and written that book ourselves.
We should have.
This is called The Feminine Man, Why Men Love Chicks with Sticks by Carlton Maxwell.
What?
It's about women who can drive standard transmissions and why men find that attractive.
Okay.
And
okay.
Why women find men who have a sensitive side attractive.
Okay.
You know, it's about how to have the yin and yang of the complete person.
Alright.
This is a great sports book here. Let me, kind of big book here. Let me put it up on that table.
Sports book.
Yeah, that is a big book. Look
yes. It's called Diapers and Green Cards, The Unlikely Love of Donald Sterling and V. Stiviano. written by me, along with Orlando Skandrick.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's odd.
This is coming out Valentine's Day. Tomorrow, in fact.
That's
tomorrow
right.
Is Valentine's
tomorrow.
Day.
Tomorrow.
Yep. What?
And then, do you know any Kimmy fans?
What?
Yes, we know a lot of Cowboy
fans. Yes, there seem to be so many of them around the Metroplex.
Well, well, it's Dallas. Yeah.
Yes, I love Cowboys. Oh. You know, the football game, but I mean, Cowboys in general. I love Westerns and, you know, the, those manly men who are shooting their guns off at other men and wearing buttless chaps and all that they did back in the Midwest. And,
I don't know if they did that.
But for those people who look at the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, they have an opinion for the Dallas Cowboys.
A what?
An opinion for the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
An opinion for the Dallas Cowboys.
I think you're saying appreciation.
There's a book that I have here that is written about the Cowboys. It's called, it's brand new, it's called Hoops and Hearts, The Story of the Basketball Bromance of Jason Garrett and Tony Romo.
Finally we got a book about the basketball guys.
All these wonderful pictures.
That would be a good read.
It was conceived and written by Popeye Jones, and he's one of my newer authors.
That's very interesting.
He's doing very well and doing this.
Well, that's outstanding.
This weekend.
Dr. Maxwell, we have to run.
I've got to get out of here, too.
So, before you go,
I just wanted to wish you
a happy Valentine's Day. I saw you out shopping yesterday, and I
thank you, Craig. Where did you?
You were at a men's store, and you were buying a new outfit. It looked like for a man, and you were telling the person behind the desk that it was for your lover. I don't know exactly what that means.
What are you doing?
Does that mean that you're gay? Dr. Maxwell, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I didn't
know.
You
chased him off again. God, I never screamed like that before.
Why do I always do
I don't know. You always forget. There is Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Look for some of those Valentine's books at a bookstore near you or online, I'm sure.